Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one day? Even if it takes all night. All night in the club. Will you stay down?
What's up? Down and Dirty 101 show, and I'm here, Rosebud motherfucking Bit of Dows. What's up, Trey?
What's happening, man? Another day in the jungle, roaring through, making the monkeys drop bananas.
Making them motherfuckers drop bananas, man. Hey, you guys in for it today because I got a lot to talk about. Woo, man. I've been fucking going through my Facebook, and I'm telling you, man, I have been focusing more on my my page, my RBBD page, and it don't, you guys don't come on that page like you used to and say this nonsense, crazy stuff, but I fucking went on that my home page the other day, and oh man, this new thing. Well, it's new to me. It might not be new to y'all, but there is. It could be blue. It could be pink. It could be red. The background, big block, and it's like a particular color. And then they put little sayings in there. Man, it's the worst thing, Trey. It's the worst thing in the world to hear a motherfucker misuse some shit I said. Because, you know, I'm not going to necessarily say that I invented or created the statement that I am the prize or you're the prize. But in reality, I did. But you should just hear it. It's just bad. Hey, I got two calls. I'm going to get 917, then I'm going to get you 870. 917, what's up?
Roosevelt, what's going on? It's the top from Harlem.
Hey, man, what's happening? Go ahead on.
Chilling, baby. So I got two questions for you. One is, how do you interpret what Iceberg Slim said, that a pimp is really a whore that reversed the game on whores? And the second question is, what is the game in your interpretation, your opinion? What is the actual game?
Well, I'll give you the motherfucking second answer first. The game in street terms is the sum total of all you know about your particular hustle. If you're playing dice, you know how to slide them, you know how to flip them, you know how to set them. You know, if you're playing cards, you know how to set the deck. It's just a lot of things you know how to do. And that's the game. The game of pimping, of course, you know, is fucking with hoes. But Iceberg...
So the game is mastery.
Do what now?
I said, so basically, so the game, another word, a synonym for the game would be mastery. So if a person rolling dice, like you're saying, they have mastered every angle aspect of dice rolling. So basically, it's mastery. That's what the game is.
No, mastering is mastering. The game is dice or gambling.
Got you.
So that entire environment is the game, and you have to know how to play it. So you can master setting dice as far as that go, and still get your ass killed at a dice game because you don't know nothing about motherfuckers at a dice game. What I'm saying is, a motherfucker that's in the game or whatever he in, he know damn near everything about it. Now, that first question about Iceberg Slim and where he was coming from, you know, he was a dope fiend, man. So if you want to believe that shit, you can. I mean, motherfuckers could say that pimps is the motherfucking hoe because he won't fuck the bitch unless he gets paid. Well, I mean, there's all kind of ways to make the saying or a saying work for what you're trying to say. But a pimp is not no prostitute, and he has not reversed the game. So Iceberg Slim was absolutely wrong, in my opinion, to say that. A pimp is a pimp, and he's he's showing or using the game of pimping. So what I'm saying is part or a big part of the game of pimping is to know how to get a hoe to sell some pussy. So this broad that you just met and you talking to, you don't ever meet a broad and you start talking about the sun and all that kind of bullshit and how good, you might say it's a nice day and all that, but that's not your intention. Your intention is to talk to her so that you can slip in there and let her understand where you coming from, and if she likes it, she gonna come with you. See, Iceberg Slim would trick a bitch because he was on dope. You know, he needed that dope. I don't need no goddamn dope. And I'm not finna let no motherfucker slip no sand on me. You know, no. Pimps are not prostitutes with the game reversed. Pimps are motherfuckers that know how to get a bitch through conversation to sell her motherfucking pussy and turn the proceeds over to him. Now, if you want to call that something else, then you're more than welcome to. All right, so look, you stay on right now, man. I'm finna get 870. What's happening, 870?
Oh, no, what's good, Rosebud?
All right. What's your question?
I had two of myself. I was just wondering, I was listening to an interview with you, with Michael Monroe, and I listened to a lot of your interviews, and you had said something that really caught my attention. When you was talking about a lot of niggas, really what makes these niggas really punks or whatever like that, or the women's or whatever, is because they would send the bitch a bus ticket. And I just wanted to know, can you just talk about that a little more?
Well, yeah, man. First and foremost, the choosing fee. See, it's not about the money. If it was about the money, you don't fucking make a bitch have a fee. You just get her and send her to work and get some money. The choosing fee serves a purpose. Just like you telling that bitch, or just like you making it understood that you're not making it easy for a bitch to get to you. Now, the choosing fee separates real bitches from fake bitches. Somebody got some shit on in the background. I don't know who that is. It's either U917 or U870, whatever it is now. I can't have all that. But anyway, the choosing fee separates the punk bitches, the player, the ones that's playing, from the ones that's real. Otherwise, the bitch is playing, tell you, yeah, I want to get with you. You know, you tell her, well, you know, reach me that 2500. And then the bitch start telling you, well, the 2500, blah, you know, all that kind of shit. You know, you don't really need that shit there like that. You know, because that she's faking. Hey, A70, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. He's the one with the noise in the back.
Okay. That's why he got muted.
No.
Okay, it's cool. So as long as you're still there. But anyway, what I'm saying is that having to reach that amount of money shows demand that this woman is really serious about getting with me. And when she called and say she got $2,000, he said, well, you know, you can bring that and you still got to get that other $5,000 because $2,000 is no different than $2,500. The difference is the fact that you want to see how bad this broad want to get with you. Now, she get to $2,500, you know she want to get with you. But like I say, the punk's going to give you stories. Now, the bus ticket. What does that have to do with the choosing fee? It's the same mentality that you have to have in order to be able to stand up to that bus ticket shit, because the bitch is saying, well, I would be there now if I had the money let me tell her, hey, I'm doing my show. I'll call you right back. I mean, not right back, but after the show. What I'm saying is if the broad can get you to make it easier for her to get to you, How the fuck can you put her down and think she gonna be down for you? Because you ain't gonna be out there helping her do no hoeing. And what I'm saying is, what kind of dump truck are you trying to have if the bitch can't get whatever it costs to get the bus ticket? Because the bottom line, she gonna be getting some goddamn money for you. She's supposed to be, if you understand what I'm saying. Do you? Oh, 870, you yep. came back in just right. I was just gonna punch you back in.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, so basically, if the bitch can't get to you, then the bitch don't need you.
Man, it ain't right. about the bitch. It ain't about the bitch. But if the bitch can't get to you, you don't need her. You don't want her. This shit is about you. This shit is not about bitches. The only reason why we're talking about a bitch is because the bitch is the one trying to get you to make it easy for her. But we ain't talking about this shit for the bitches. We talking about this shit for us. So we could know what to do. And we, you know, fuck the bitch. We gonna do what we need to do when it comes to the bitch. You know, but about us, if we don't know what to do, then how can we do the right thing? You understand what I'm saying?
Right. So it's all
our
perspective.
Yeah, it's about our perspective, period. Now, what's your second question?
Okay. My second one was, I remember on one interview, it was a while back, you was talking about when you was finna tell a bitch that you was finna quit fucking with her, and I guess you was driving in your car, you was fixing your mustache, and I guess the whole time, I guess you was doing a little something to show her you weren't really playing or something like that. I don't remember what interview it was. It was a while back, I remember seeing it. But I was just wondering, could you just tell me a little bit what you was really trying to instill in her, or it was just something to just show her you weren't fucking playing with her?
Now, I told her what? What did I tell her?
No, I guess it started, I forgot exactly what she said or whatever, but you was walking to your door, and I guess she had you by your ankles or something. And you
okay,
to
hold
push
up. Hold up. Okay. Now, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I had done that in a couple of different ways, but I know what you do. I think I had 4 or 5 bras at the time. And, you know, if I want to say something, I'm not calling each one of them and say it. You know, I'll wait till they get in. And I'm finna have a round table. Y'all meet me at Sandy's crib tonight when y'all get done. And when y'all get done, call me. So they get done. So, all right, it's like 5:30 in the morning. And I tell them, I'm going to be there at 6 o'clock. And I don't want no bullshit. So when I get there, they are sitting on the couch. And that's how they supposed to be, waiting to hear what the fuck I want to say. So I get to this particular day. I was talking about getting my money right because I was going Rolls Royce. And I was saying how, you know, if you can't get my money right, take the money you be getting and give it to the next motherfucker because I don't need the shit. And this little new bitch, I'll never forget this bitch. Her name was Cindy Moore. Never will forget that bitch. She said, you know you need us. We get the money. Now, she said that in front of all my bitches to me, and she was basically going against what I was saying, which is an absolute no-no. And I had told them motherfuckers that I'd fire a bitch. You know, don't be fucking with me. I will fire your motherfucking ass. So I looked at that bitch, and I said, look, bitch, she's a little fine motherfucker, too. That jet black hair. Fine motherfucking white bitch. I told that bitch, get your shit and get the fuck out of here. And the bitch started laughing. She said, you haven't even broke me yet. You know, and all my other hoes was moving away from this bitch because they know I'm finna beat this bitch ass. But I'm not. I'm finna let this bitch see who I am. And I told her, look, bitch, I'm going to tell you one more motherfucking time. Get your goddamn shit and get the fuck up away from me because you fired. And then the bitch realized I was serious. And she said, please, wait, please. And I said, no, bitch, you know, you already ain't been paying me right. And you think I need your motherfucking money, bitch. I got hoes. That's why I don't have one hoe. If you got one bitch, you do need that bitch. If she gone, you ain't got shit. But if you got hoes, you don't need now one of them. That's why they all stay. That's pimping. You got to understand that. If you have more than one bitch, they going to keep each other in line. If you got one bitch, you got to keep her in line. And that's where your energy going to be. But any motherfucking way, this little bitch, she realized I'm serious. And now my whole story that I wanted to talk about is based around, if you don't do it, I'll fire your motherfucking ass. So I'm spitting my shit. And then I said, in matter of fact, when I get back, bitch, I want all your shit out of here. And you too. And she said, you serious? And I turned around to walk off. Man, that bitch dove across the coffee table and grabbed me by my leg. And I'm looking down at the bitch while she's holding my leg. She's talking about, please, please, please. And I say, bitch, let me go. And the bitch wouldn't let me go. And I told her, I tried to shake her off and shit. And I said, bitch, let me go. And the bitch didn't let me go again. So I start walking toward the door. And I'm dragging this bitch. I'm taking a step, dragging the bitch. Taking a step, dragging the bitch. And the bitch is steady. Come on, please, please, please don't go. And when I get to the door, I open the door. And she said, Rosebud, please. I looked at that bitch and I said, are you trying to tell me, I closed the door, and then I said, are you trying to tell me that you're going to get my money, pay me like I want to be paid, and I'm not going to hear shit from you any motherfucking more? And she said, I promise, yes, I promise, I promise. And I looked at my hoes that was they in shock. I looked at my hoes and said, it's against my better pimp judgment. But I'm going to give this bitch another motherfucking chance. And then she said, thank you. Thank you, Rosebud. And then, you know, like, let me go, bitch. And the bitch let me go. Now, listen, now, I didn't get this. Now, I left the apartment. I closed the door. What I'm going to say is this, you guys. Even though what I said was in me to the fullest, it excited the fuck out of me to do it, because when I closed that door, I started, you know, jumping around like motherfuckers hit the home run and, you know, putting my fist forward. Yeah, nigga, pimp, nigga, you know, and I walked toward the car, and when I get to the car, you know, I know this bitch gonna page me, so the bitch paged me, and I'm hanging up at first. And when that motherfucker pays me, because you can't just tell a bitch no. Matter of fact, I didn't tell the bitch that she could get with me while I would give her another chance while I was in the house. I was in the car, and when the bitch paid me, I was telling that bitch no. You know, I kept telling her no, bitch. You know, but I know you can't tell a bitch no. You got to play it, you know, you got to be real cool, because you got to be listening to them and hearing their voice when they about to say, well, okay, then, fuck it. You know, see, they don't care then. You don't want that to happen. Get them right before that. And that's when I say, well, bitch, it's against my better judgment. I'm going to give you another chance. This bitch, thank you, thank you. See, and what that is for, what all of that is for, is let the bitch see she needs you. You want her. She needs you. So regardless of what she thinks, she's going to go against what she thinks. If it means she got, that's the only way she can be with you. But you want her. And wanting her is nowhere near the degree of needing her. So you will never do anything that she wants you to do just to have her. If you understand what I'm saying, brother. Do both of y'all brothers get that picture?
I get you. I understand 100%. That's why I was asking you to elaborate on it a little bit.
Hold on. School ain't out. Listen. This is what I want you both to do. I want 917 to go first. I want you to tell me what you heard me say when it comes to why I let the bitch believe she'll be fired. And A70, I want you to answer why you got to believe that you the shit. Because I answered both of those in what I just said. Go ahead, 917. This is not a big deal. This is not a pass or fail. This is just what your opinion is about what you heard or what you think you heard. No judgment whatsoever, bro.
Got you. So not, I'm 917. So the question is, why did you lead her to be able to fire her?
Yeah, why what was the importance of to me thinking that she needed to know that all them hoes need to know I'd fire her?
Because I got a brother like that now, is because it's when you instill that fear of death. It's kind of like the fear of death, in my opinion. So it's like when somebody knows you're ready to kill, it's like being a killer. It's like they gravitate towards you. It's like remaining a mystery to them. If you ever become history, you finish, but you remain an unknown entity, something that you can't, that they can't wrap they energy around, and it kills them. And once you keep them in that state of consciousness forever, never letting them know who you truly are, it's like you're just the dictator of your life, and they know that, and they can't get to you. And that sense of knowing, they can't put your head on the wall, because I think that's what all these bitches want. They just want to put your head on the wall and say, I got this nigga. But that nigga that they can't get is the one. I got a boy like that right now. See, bitches is...
Check it out. This is why you're not getting what you want from that bra. Because a lot of things that you just said is true. A lot of things that you just said is kind of the way you want to look at it. But your basis, as far as why you was doing that shit, is why it doesn't work. Because the reason you want the bitch to know that you will fire her motherfucking ass is much simpler than what you was talking about. That reason is simply you don't need no bitch. Period. Now, all that other stuff you said have pretty good value when it comes to why you don't need a bitch, because I ain't going to have no bitch asking me no questions, all this stuff, you know. But as far as what my point is, I'm telling you, you got to have any woman you fucking with thinking that you are the motherfucking prize, you know. And if she don't think that, she's going to think that she's the prize. And that's not what you want her to think, bro. Now, 870, give me what your answer is.
Okay, you asked me, why do you have to believe that you the shit, correct?
Right.
Because if you don't believe you the shit, then the bitch ain't going to believe you ain't the shit. So basically what I'm saying is that if you walk around knowing that you ain't the shit, bitches can, I guess, well, they will sense that, and they can use it against you.
Let me tell you something. Your very first sentence, God, I hate you said it, because it was absolutely correct. But that was like a summation sentence, because all of your little reasoning was a little off. But that first sentence, if you don't think you the shit, the bitch ain't going to think you the shit. That's true. 100% true.
Okay.
But the reason you want to think this way is because if you don't think this way, you're thinking in a follower type mindset. So you're easily led, you're easily fooled, you're easily made to think something other than what it is, because you're not steadfastly firm on what you think. Now, you think all of that, you think all of what I just said, so that you know the bitch think you not like a god, but, you know, she think you the shit. You know that. Because to her, everything you've shown her, you are the shit. And you want to be able to say things like, bitch, get your shit and get the fuck out of here. You want to be able to say that shit. You don't want to think you'll say it. You don't want to just be talking shit with me. Somebody, yeah, man, that's what real motherfuckers say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then when it comes to you, you thinking about how not to say it. You know, when the time comes, you have to be, you know what time it is. And you will never do that shit if you don't think you the shit. Do that make sense to both of y'all?
Yeah, that most definitely do. That was my
yeah,
only
makes
question.
Sense.
That's what I be trying to do, man. Let me just say this, then I'm going to get y'all back, put you back in the queue. Think of this, brothers, both of you. I'm talking 870 and 917. Both of you guys called with very different questions about very different situations. And I answered one and then went to the other. But I had both of you on the line. Why? Because the shit that I say, if you really learn to use it, it's universal. Because I answered both of your different situations with the same position as far as what my answer was. And it's about me when it comes to what you're thinking. That's what you should be thinking. It's about me. And you should be thinking that to the extent it doesn't worry you to make it about you. Because that's where a lot of you guys are. And I'm going to talk about where you at tonight. A lot of you guys are at the point to where, you know, you think this stuff, but then it's like you kind of paranoid to really do it, to make it be about you. You still have that doubt. Trey, hey, play that pledge right quick, man.
Alrighty. The pledge coming right up. And then
afterwards, whatever you got to say it, and let's talk about what you're doing.
Okay, no problem.
You guys listen to this pledge.
I pledge allegiance to this game. But we pimps this play across America. And to the daily payment which we demand from our hoes and suckers searching for game. A whole nation wondering how the fuck we do it. Taking liberty, fucking justice, and straight lace with no chase pimping, y'all.
Hey, now, before you go, Trey, fellas, where did you hear bitches in there? To what we think so we can move in a certain way. Go ahead, Trey.
All right, man. I was re-listening to the show, you know, like I always do, that we just did recently.
Yeah.
The cat was talking about, I'm going to get your product. I'm going to get your product, man. And, you know, I've been listening before I was even on the show. And I also, you know, I have the product myself. Okay, you're not buying the product, man. You gotta really buy into the vision. You're getting the results from Rosebud. Okay, I get tired every time I hear it. I just cringe, but I don't say nothing, man. And I listen to the show. I was like, man, why do these cats just keep saying stuff like that, man? With this program, man, this is about results, man. It's like the triangle offense, man, okay? Like with either Jordan or Kobe running, controlling the game, okay? Only 4% of y'all are going to be Jordan or Kobe, and I'm going to tell you why. 80% of you guys listen to the show. So 80% of you listening to the show. Then you got 20%, they show up and they do what's convenient, okay? And they do what 98% do. They do a bunch of grinding, listening, writing notes, taking down some of these skills that Rosebud's kicking. They're only getting 2% of the results. Now you got your 4%. That's your Jordan or your Kobe. And these cats are doing what it takes. They had a vision, okay, which makes this something that you are getting results from, okay? All right? Now, you guys really got to stop saying that, yeah, I'm going to get the product, I'm going to get this. It's not about that, man. It's really not about that. It's about the vision that you need to resonate with and the results, okay? Systems work. People fail, all right? Okay, he's giving you the keys to the Rolls Royce right now, okay? You got two choices. If you want, you can go to college and get a formal education on this, and it's going to cost you $80,000. Or you can get the real skills that you use right now and right away, okay? These other cats, their systems are designed to overwhelm you, give you a whole bunch of bullshit that keep you dependent on them, man, okay? Y'all really got to understand it's the vision. It's not about the money. It's about creating success stories. It's about results, about doing something that's so simple. Okay, and, you know, that's the reason I'm here today. You know, I had a desire to succeed, and I'm coachable. Man, I just want to let y'all know that, man. Y'all need to get off of that shit. There's only two paths you can take. Do it yourself or use the system that works and use that leverage of the game that he's giving you so you can drive that car and swerve on them corners like you want to. And that's all I got to say, man.
Well, man, actually, thanks for that rousing endorsement. And also, man, I keep telling you, man, if I'd have knew you was going to say some shit like that, I would have kind of put you on, because you know I'm a selfish bastard. But anyway, I would have put you on much quicker, because what I'm saying is I do my shows. And you got to understand this. Both shows, I do them so that I don't have to say what Trey just said, because I'm not trying to compete with no motherfucker except that motherfucker that's trying to compete with himself. Now, that motherfucker I'll compete with, because I can't win and he can't lose. That's going to keep us competing. And this is like I wasn't up on the percentages, but God damn it, they make sense to me. That 4%, that's going to be Kobe. Those are the motherfuckers you hear from and, you know, periodically endorsing it. They just say, I just want you to know that blah, 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 say what Trey just said. But that 4% is really what keeps me going. And I never realized it was such a small percentage, although I did realize it, because I knew the vast majority of these guys wasn't going to do what it takes. But the way you said that shit, Trey, was poetic, man, because all of the things you said, the little points in there you made, is what I try not to have to go to saying, because these guys are afraid of assertiveness. And if I'm assertive and start talking about how dope my shit is, what it's going to do for you, the first thing they're going to start thinking is I'm some kind of shyster. That's, you know, trying to talk them into doing something.
Yeah, man, that's what really pisses me off. That's why I wanted to say it, you know, in the right way, so these cats can really get it, man. We only get paid for results, man. We don't get paid to fail, you know. So I mean, this shit is real, man. And then these cats, they really do. They killing me, man. They really killing me when I hear that. I'm gonna get the product, man. It's not about the product, man. It's about you, the vision. Buying into the vision. Buying into the results and the things we're doing, and we got stuff coming up, man. It's about us being a community of men that are building each other, man. You know what I'm saying? One guy does something, another guy, and I'm plugging other people's websites and stuff like that on my Facebook. This is about building a community, man. Keeping our money in here with each other, keeping the game in here with each other, man. You know, these other people, man, they fuck with each other, but they don't fuck with us. So I'm not understanding why cats be coming with that bullshit language about it's the product, man. It's the product, man. We're not selling a goddamn product, man.
Hey, and listen, the vision may come through the product if that's the case, some kind of way. Because I don't want to take away that at one point, you will spend some money. But just like Trey and those of you. Because I know a lot of you knew Trey when he was a listener. you can hear the difference in Trey. You can hear and you can see the difference in the things that he said. And I haven't been, I mean, of course, we've been kicking it when we doing our show and all that shit, but I ain't talking about this motherfucker at my house every day, which I wouldn't care if he was, but he ain't doing it like that. He getting what he getting from what he getting. And this is what I really, you know, want to do. That's why I'm going to go back. I'm going to start back working with Facebook, Trey, because I really believe motherfuckers get encouraged by that shit I be saying. But I just was feeling it all these years, man. I shouldn't have to keep doing that. Not because I'm Rosebud and I'm a motherfucker, but because of how much success motherfuckers have seen my shit have. And it should speak for itself, but it don't. So, I mean, it does. Yeah. Because, Trey, you know, we've been getting money, man. You know, it does, but...
Yeah, we have.
I just want more motherfuckers, man. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, and we got a lot of shit that we building on in the background that we're about to put together and put down. So, I mean, and you cats can be a part of that, too. You know, any cat that's been fucking with me, I'm giving them game on the website game and how to make money, what to do. Roll with me. I'll walk you right through the process. Just come with me, and we all going together. But yeah, you got to get out. You cats got to get off of that. Somebody trying to sell you something or trying to give you a product, man. We have results. You can go to my website and see the results. You can, honestly, I could be raising the price right now because I got so much business going down. But it ain't about
Trey,
that.
Trey, you know the thing is, man. They not only could they go to your website. I mean, it's just like you're saying, there's people that have dealt with you already.
Right.
And there's one thing I've never heard you say yet, but I want to tell it to you so you will realize it's a very good weapon for you. And that's that you hear live Thursdays and Sundays. If your shit didn't work, some motherfucker would call in and say, that garbage you sold me. They would tell motherfuckers that your shit don't work. So what I'm saying is, that's your best fucking advertisement. I mean, I swear to God. I've been on here hella years, and I only had two motherfuckers that actually hated me, but they hated me because they bought the everything, and they watched it all in like 2 days, and they didn't get shit from it.
You know what I learned about complaints too, though, man? You can Google Walmart and look at all their complaints. That just means they're doing business, man.
Well, let me tell you something. Complaints go with your business. Complaints go with doing business.
Right.
But complaints don't necessarily have to go with your business. What I'm saying is, besides those two complaints, the only complaints I get is that I'm chicken shit. You know, now I'm going to get that forever. But I don't get complaints about my shit, man. I don't get complaints about it. All I get is how, it's doing much more than I'm advertising. Much more than I'm advertising it. Otherwise, I'm saying you're going to get confidence knowing how to talk to women, blah, blah, blah. I'm getting motherfuckers saying, man, this shit helped me at my job. This shit helped me at church. I'm getting all this. I got ministers. Well, they might not be the diehard ministers. They could be a minister in their church, but I got ministers that be getting this shit, man. And what I'm saying is, what I like about my confidence course and all my tools is that they're not individual specific. They're every man specific, and every man...
They're dynamic.
I'm telling you, let's say everybody bought number one, and everybody was 13 people. We would have 13 ways these motherfuckers use this shit for their individual problem or situation. Because I'm not trying to sell you something that you got to do like this, blah, blah, blah. I'm selling you, like you said, Trey, I'm not selling you a product. What you said was an idea, right?
So you're selling results. You're not overwhelming these cats with a whole bunch of gobbledygook and then also keeping them dependent on, okay, well, now that you got this, you can't use this unless you got this to go with it. You know, it doesn't work like that. Yeah,
right.
This program doesn't work like that. You know, after a while, you're not dependent on Rosebud to have to tell you anything because you did what the program told you to do. You went out there and you put out that work. You go do the grind so you can be an automatic pilot. You know what I'm saying? That's what this program does. Once you put in the work, you ain't got to work no more because now you're on automatic pilot. Your mind is going to start working on its own to do what you're supposed to do. Think how you're supposed to. You're going to be shit. You're going to see you're going to see lights and sirens go off before you say some stupid shit. It's going to be, woo, woo, and you're going to be like, oh, okay. I ain't
Hey, Trey, and how long does it take all this shit to happen? A fraction of a second. You will think all these things that he's thinking, and you'll do it in real time. And it won't even look like you took some time to think. I mean, our minds are much more faster and more broader than computers. It's just computers have been programmed to take out all the bullshit and get to the answer. And we still have to filter through bullshit to get to the answer. But we think about more and can do much more than a fucking computer. And I'm saying tonight, goddammit, we going to talk about a whole bunch of shit. And then let me get into this shit because, Trey, before I get into this shit, man, whatever you do, man, take a little more time and come on here and talk a little more shit. Because I really liked what the fuck you said, man. Not because you was promoting me, because you said in terms that I guess I'll say layman. You said in terms that layman can seriously identify with the points that I think are so damn important in my course, and I just really appreciate that. And I want to thank you again. 786. I'm finna get into what I want to talk about, but let's talk about what you want to talk about first.
What's up, man? Hey, I'm just calling I like that, Drew. I like how Trey said, you know what I'm saying, the fucking internet, the siren's going to go off when you say some sucker shit. So that's going to prevent you from saying, I like that shit, man.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
I like
real,
that shit. I had to press one when I heard. I was like, okay, I like that analogy you just used.
You know what the sirens are? The sirens are those silent thoughts that you used to get before you got laced with us. You used to get these same thoughts, but they were silent. And they didn't, because every time you did something that could have been fucked up, something you said, man, this shit ain't the right shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you ended up doing it. But now, you're going to get, woo, 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 wee, 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 wee. You're going to get all
it ain't goes a little way.
Right.
So,
only 4% is going to do what it takes to have a vision that's going to be bigger than your excuses, man.
Trey, now,
you know,
when you say something about this again, because I'm going to call on you to do it, I would like you to delve a little further into those numbers, where you got those numbers from, how those numbers make sense, and I know we can because I'm trusting statistics, but people like to know the origin of the statistics.
Well, those numbers.
Don't tell them right now. Don't tell them right now because we don't want to do 7 shows in one. We want to do all these shows have tidbits for all these shows or all these different subjects, but the one show we doing now is the one we doing now. So 786, what was your question again?
Oh, no, I ain't really have a question. You know, I'll just go
wait,
ahead, you know.
Wait. I hear in your voice, you got that sound. You sound like you kind of slick. So now I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that you are slick. And what I'm saying is, how can a slick motherfucker be privy to the kind of shit we've been talking and not have no goddamn questions or insights of his own that's going to generate questions to give? I don't understand that, 786. What's happening?
Well, you know, well, since you said it like that, you know, I got a statement for anybody, a question, like a statement, you know, far as, you know, just to piggyback on what Trey said, you know, saying about that confidence course. I ain't got the confidence course, but based on how he broke it down, you know, it sounds like for niggas who actually, you know what I'm saying, doing some mispimping, you know, they can take that confidence course, and before they start doing some if they do some mispimping, you know what I'm saying, they'll feel a certain way about it. They just won't go through. They won't compromise. You know what I'm saying? Because their mind is working on the right shit.
Caller, I don't know you, do I? Personally, I don't know you,
nope,
right? Okay.
Now you don't know me.
So let me just kick it with you from what I get on the phone. Because, see, you, to me, sound like you do a lot of pretending. And like most of your, well, you might not. I'm not saying you do. I'm saying it sound like it. And it's only because you said, you didn't say we. You said, you know, people, dudes or whatever. My point is that this shit is for you too. So otherwise, you know.
I caught that too, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to get this point out.
Well, what did you catch, Trey? Say it so the audience can know what you caught.
I'm about to tell you what I caught right now. Caller, how many people do you think are in the league?
Are in the league?
Yeah, let's say any sports league, any competition or league. How many people are in the league?
For very few, I would say, as far as in the league.
Well, no, there's a gang of people in the game.
You say league or league?
In the league, NBA, whatever. There's a gang of them in the league.
Okay,
gang of one
okay,
league,
yeah.
Gang of people who could talk the game, but there's only a few that are on Michael Jordan, Kobe status. Wouldn't you say Rosewood would be Michael Jordan a pimp?
Yeah, but it's different
okay, so
in the game. To,
so no matter where you
no,
are
what,
in
no,
the
what,
game,
what,
you're not Jordan. This is something. This is a guy you don't want to listen to.
Trey, wait. You're doing one thing that, you know, no matter how sharp what you're saying is, it's going to kill it. And that's when you're trying to force, if that's the case, my position down somebody's throat. What you got to do, because this bro could think what he want to think, because he may say something that make what he thinks feasible. You know, so my thing is, bro, as far as what got us talking about this, was you basically wanted to just compliment a brother or piggyback on what Trey was saying. And what was it that Trey was saying?
No, he said something about that. Sorry, he said, you know, I said the confidence course is so dope.
Hold up. You wanted to piggyback on that because when we spoke about sirens going off. Now, this was the central conversation or subject. But you see how much shit we talk about. The peripheral shit,
mm-hmm.
It is important, but it's not important enough to take up time and talk about. So what I'm saying is this. You, Trey, I've actually witnessed his growth. You, it sounds like, you know, you have things on point as far as what you think, but it also sounds like you don't do what you think. Now, let me make my assessment. My assessment is that you have been privy to a lot of information concerning the game. And fortunate for you, you didn't heard a lot of shit that was correct. And you have taken this correct information in, and this correct information comes to you from time to time. But why I say it comes to you from time to time is because there are times that you don't do what the fuck you're thinking based on all this, you know, good game you got. Because of whatever particular fear it is you have, I don't know, but it's because of some kind of disappointments or non-success, whatever. I'm not a psychic, so I'm not trying to say I'm psychically, you know, seeing what you do. I'm just saying from your voice and your statements. Now, I don't know you. You already told everybody. So then if you said, nigga, you hit that nail on the head, would nobody know who the fuck you are? Just like if you said, that was asshole backwards, motherfucker. That ain't me. Nobody would know who you are. So I just want to know, which am I right?
Ass backwards like a motherfucker.
Okay,
and
come on.
Hey, everything that I know is things that I already undid. You know what I'm saying? So it comes from a place of experience, and it comes from a place of observation, you know. I missed pimp, of course. You know what I'm saying? I think every pimp done missed pimp. You know what I'm saying? In order, you can't pimp until you miss pimp. But when I did it, I already knew it wasn't pimping, and I felt the way about it. But because based on circumstance, you almost compromise. So when
stop,
I speak on compromise,
stop,
go ahead.
Stop. You had me until there.
Wait. Don't cut me off.
No, I ain't waiting. You ain't got but one chance in life. And when you fucking when you say something fucked up, yeah, you can straighten it up, but the bitch still remember the fucked up shit. So what I'm saying is, you know, when you doing whatever you doing with whoever you doing it with, you got to think like you was sounding at first. Every goddamn thing you think is right, because regardless of if it's 10 parts to this one thought, in like 1/1000th of a second, you done thought of all 10 parts, and you done decided which one was better. Then you could make those kind of decisions, man. You got to think like that.
I disagree. Yeah, you're right, but I disagree with that. I disagree with that. For the simple fact of the matter is, that okay, if you could be in your mind, you could be thinking the right shit in your mind, but you know, especially in this game, as far as a pimp is governed by his principles, and by and not just the principles of himself, but principles and guidelines that every pimp should actually abide by. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
The principles, what? Yeah, but basically, what I'm saying is, you know, if you may do something that you may think is right, but if it's not within the guidelines of the game,
let me show you. Let me show you how you trying to explain that stupid shit is fucked up. Let's say you do have principles. Let's say you have principles. Let's say you're guided by your principles. Let's say you adhere to what you're being guided by. How the fuck can you make a wrong decision about something you're thinking?
Well, I'm talking about for a simple fact, when you ain't guided by principles. Now, if you are guided by principles...
No. You can't talk about both sides, because we was talking about real shit. You started
So you're saying that every dude or whatever, square, pimp, whatever, should be guided by the same principle or should have principles? Because
no.
I can tell you, a lot
no.
of guys...
No. I'm saying that every man, whether he's a pimp or not, should be guided by the same principles of being a man. Now, the principles that you are guided by as a pimp may or may not be what guides a motherfucking regular man. But the reason I say it is because the regular man knows he's not trying to send a broad out to get some money, but he do know he wants his full respect. He do know he want whatever the fuck he want, when he want it, how he want it, like he want it. And he do know that's all he accepted. Now, he also knows, the regular man, he also knows that he ain't gonna fuck over no woman. just because he enjoys that prestige. He's not going to belittle her or give her less because she's willing to accept whatever the fuck he's going to do. It's quite the contrary. You're going to do the opposite. You're going to give her the most. You're going to make her see its value to being true and loyal to whatever the fuck it is I'm thinking. So my point, man, is that unless you take these particular things we're talking about to their fullest critical thought, you're just talking shit, which is what I hear. You're just talking shit because you haven't critically thought about the shit. You know what critical thinking is?
Yeah, it's a deep thought. Let's get to the root.
Okay, let me hear you critically think about crossing the street.
Think of crossing the street. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it really requires any thought because it's basic. It's something that you just, I guess,
stop right there. Stop right there. What if you want to cross the street and you're on a big road and you ain't at no crosswalk? Oh, stop right there. What if you are at a crosswalk and you're in a fucking hurry and the light is red on your side? Now, I'm sure you've crossed in that regard. Don't tell me that a simple thought like that cannot be critically thought of. You just don't critically think. Otherwise, when you get to the other side of the street, what the fuck are you going to do? Where are you going? I'm saying critically thinking would make you take a chance if you needed to take a chance because you saw the bus on the other side of the street. They got the green light. The bus finna go and pull over right here. And if you stand here and wait, then you going to miss the bus. Your ass going to cross the street against the light. Right
okay,
or wrong.
Now you're looking at for no, you're right. You're right because you're looking at details. So you look at the details
stop,
of a situation
stop,
that
stop,
it requires
stop,
critical
stop,
thinking.
Stop. I'm not looking at details. I'm critically thinking. Critically thinking covers the details.
Details, right?
If yeah, but you didn't because you said that don't require critical thinking.
When you broke it down,
hold your question. Caller, listen to me. When I asked you, did it take or what was critically thinking about that, or how could you show me critical thinking about crossing the street? You said you did not think that that was a big thing that required critical thinking. And I only showed you how many things you missed by not critically thinking about crossing the street. And I'm saying, I'm trying to show you that it has nothing to do with what you're talking about. Critically thinking has something to do with you thinking your thought fully through to the end. And that you don't have to sit there and take 2 minutes to think about your thoughts to the end. A fraction of a second if you're used to critically thinking. Because you think of all these things really fast. I mean, have you ever thought of how fast a computer computes what it computes to give you the answer that you're looking for from Google? Your mind thinks that fast. Your mind thinks faster than that. And if you will allow your mind to, it will think of these things. But you guys try to physically think of these things. And you try to, like, choose these things to think of. And that's where you slow down. That's where you get so slow that a computer is faster than you. And then you get so slow to the shit you're thinking is just wrong, period. So stay on 786. I got 773. What's going on with you, 773?
How you doing, Rose? But hey, I just wanted to press one because he was wasting your time, man.
No, he's not.
Your time.
No, he's not. Let me ask you this first. Everybody is entitled to their opinions. What makes you think he was wasting my time?
Okay, it wasn't your time. He was wasting our time because I felt like we got the point. He wasn't getting
it. Okay,
but
stop.
I do have a
stop.
Question.
Stop. Okay, you do have a question. We'll get that in a minute. Let me ask you this. Would it be better for you to think, damn, I got the point, So this motherfucker need to, we need to, you know, he wasting Rosebud time. And then you said, the shit, I'm kind of slick. There's a bunch of motherfuckers that ain't slick as I am. Them motherfuckers might not be getting what they talking about. So while they're talking, even though it's mundane to me, because I get it, what about the hundreds of motherfuckers that needed this detail we talked about?
They the 98%. They the 98%. Trey was talking about, they the ones that depend on the information that you give us instead of actually doing the legwork.
But if I understood that this dude was wasting my time, I wouldn't have took the time to talk to him to relay all of the information. I would have said he's wasting my time. So what I'm saying is, just to be this devil's advocate that I play, what I'm saying is, I'm not wasting, or no one wastes my time, because I know there's more than him listening and more than him have that same problem and more than him need this detail. Now, what's your question?
This is true. I got a question. I pressed one a long time ago, but I didn't hit a you are now into the queue. Remember when you said she was on your leg and you were dragging her to the door and you gave her another chance? My question to you, why didn't you take it one step further and send her back out and make her double what she brought in? Why didn't you make her prove it to you?
Hey, wait, stop now. Why didn't I make her go back out? What do you think? You don't know. Why? Because it ain't
correct
about no money. She could have went out and got me $5,000 in 1 hour. Do you think that would have been enough for her to give me so she could say the same shit in her out-of-pocket way then?
No.
So what I'm saying is, why would I send her back out? The worst thing I could do to her is to keep her from being able to pay me.
Correct.
And the psychology of that is, on reverse, she's going to do everything she can to pay me. It's pimping with me, man. I have psychological advantages over motherfuckers that think singular. I mean, in general, I think singularly, and it's all about me. I want shit to end up like I want it. I don't want shit to end up with my shit in it, but it's like you wanted it. I don't mm-hmm. go with that. So what I'm saying to you, bro, is you got to understand that when you do or say anything physically or how it hurts their feelings or what it does to them at that moment is not what you're saying it for. You're saying it for the psychological impact that it's going to have
mm-hmm.
on that individual after the shit is over. Because think of this.
Mm-hmm.
Think of this. All you guys that was thinking the same shit this brother was just thinking, think of this. Did you think of what that bitch was thinking after I told her, okay, I'm going to give you another chance? What do you think she was thinking after I told her that?
She was thinking five or six different ways that she can prove to you that she was down. And she
Otherwise, she was thinking, I ain't going to never do nothing to make that nigga do that again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What's sharp? You having to threaten this bitch about whatever the fuck, or this bitch understanding that she don't get to be with you? Otherwise, you hardly have to talk, although I talked all the time. I'm saying, you ain't got to talk to this bitch. Look, bitch, I done told you what's going to happen if I got to say some shit like this to you again. And that's all you got to say.
Right, stand firm on what you believe in.
Period. Look, if you don't understand or accept what I'm saying, get your shit, get the fuck out of here. I don't even want the money you made last night, bitch. Take it with you and choose whatever nigga you finna choose with that motherfucking money, because whoever will get a bitch from me going to know I got paid. You know, I break
exactly,
you right now,
like
bitch.
Like you said once before. A nigga that knocks you for a bitch, you bigger than him and the bitch. Exactly.
Put together. And you just got to understand what this takes, man. This takes a lot of focus on your behalf, or you'll let little shit like that or little other bullshit get in the way of your goals. And your goals is to be bigger than this little shit. That's why, man, if I got a bitch from a dude and I call this motherfucker to serve him the news, you know, I'm serving you, man, about that, you know, Erica bitch. You know what I'm saying? The bitch will say she had a few outfits over there. Well, man, I ain't finna, you know, be giving up no clothes. I would stop you, man. Hold up, bro. You know what? I hope you can fit that shit because I'm
right,
not getting the fuck about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you wear that
shit. You
wear. I'm motherfucking gone, man. I don't give a fuck about no bitch clothes. You know shit. That hoe gonna pay me. Period. And see, all the bullshit that motherfuckers be going through today, if they stuck to the principles of the game and they understood what the game is designed to do and how it's a protection, as long as you fucking with it, none of this shit would be going on. You know, there was suckers.
Mm-hmm.
There was suckers when I was out there and the game was like in this pristine, you know, clean way. There was suckers.
Structure.
That did shit. Motherfuckers trying to kill pimps. All that shit. But it wasn't, didn't have shit to do with how a pimp pimped. A pimp was going to pimp like pimps pimp. And I know motherfuckers be trying to kill me, so I'm going to be looking out for that motherfucker. But if he think he going to stop me from pimping on a bitch, you know, that's how we used to be. You know, fuck that goddamn whatever police, you know, J. Edgar Hoover, all this bullshit sneaking in.
At the end of the day, the game don't stop.
Hey, the shit ain't stopping, man. We ain't getting a fuck. You know, man. Look, J. Edgar, I'm going to motherfucking New York. So follow me there,
exactly.
Motherfucker. You know, we ain't caring. That's just how it go. But today, everybody tried to do everything, you know, a certain way. And it just ain't working. 786-773. You guys, either one of you have anything else to add? Because I got another guy, 202, that I want to get to.
Oh, no. No,
you answered all
of that. I love the chopping.
Hey, if you got another question, take one off and then press it again, and you'll come back on. 202, what's going on? Wait a minute.
Hey, what's up, Bub? Yeah, it's JC, man. Straight out of Maryland. Can you
what's
hear
me? Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, man. So, look, right, my question is, look, so how you discipline yourself, right? Because when you out there, like, not to be out loose dicking, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course you want to be about your money, you know, be, and, you know, fuck with the bro, but, you know, like, not give off that vibe, you know what I mean? Like, you still want to bust that thing, or how you discipline yourself, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, the thing about discipline is you said about five or six different things that you think in as far as discipline. Man, busting that thing out, getting my money, all this shit ain't got shit to do with discipline. Discipline is you saying that I want to be this kind of motherfucker and whatever, this kind of motherfucker do shit like this, blah, blah, blah. Now, what happens is from being that motherfucker, you're going to get some money, you're going to get some pussy, you're going to get a bunch of bitches, and they're going to be fucking with you because they heard you was like this. So what I'm saying is you never have to morph or change into anything. All you should have to do, or all what I'm saying will get you to do, is to be down for what you're talking about. And what happens with that, how that becomes attractive, is that bitches, they just like that. They do. If you talk about pimping on them and you talk about selling their motherfucking pussy to the motherfucking goddamn sun don't shine. Man, if they see that's in you and that's where you really at and they fuck with you, that's what they like about you. Fuck what this other bitch that hear you say that will think. Because you ain't fucking with her. You fucking with the bitch to hear what you say and like what you think. That's why you got to be very focused, and that's why you got to be critically thinking about the things you think and do. And until you guys are able to do that without having to stop and do it, you know, because I don't stop what I'm doing to critically think. I might be doing something and think that I need to, somebody has got this, somebody going, fuck that, that must be you, caller. Yeah, that is you. 773, you back. What's up?
Okay, I got a question about catching.
Come on.
I need to know, what is it that I need to tell myself when I see a woman that that I want to pursue, but I feel like she's out of my range and my confidence. Like, I feel like she's a couple steps ahead. What do I need to tell myself in order to get myself in the right frame of mind in order to actually believe that I can catch up before I even go to it?
You don't have my shit. You might have a tool, but I don't even think you have no tools. You ain't got no tools.
I probably got about 28 of them.
Tools?
Yes.
Hey, you guys, listen to this. You got 28 tools, right?
I got, because you were selling them for like three and four at a time.
It doesn't matter why or how you got them. It doesn't matter. I'm talking about the number. You got about 28 tools, right? Right?
Right.
So, think of this, bro. What part of the confidence course do you have?
None.
So, think of this. When I first started putting them tubes together, I told everybody that I'm going to start putting that out again. But I told everybody, you can buy every fucking tool that I sell, but it's going to do you no good. Because unless you get the confidence to be able to look like you should be saying the shit that you're saying, it's not going to do you no good. You put the cart before the horse. What I'm saying is you're supposed to buy the confidence course, 28 tools. Let's say you got them all for Ask Rosebud. Let's say you got them the 2-for-1 or whatever. You spend a lot of money, $500-$600 at least. And you didn't even get what if you would have spent $500 or $600 on the course, which the tools, if you spent $750, you'd have got all every bit of the course and all 30 of the tools. But you would rather spend 50 at a time or whatever, 2-for-1, because of whatever you think, and maybe it could be your income, whatever. I'm just saying, it doesn't matter if you're going backwards, man. You're supposed to get the confidence course so you can learn how to exude this confidence. So as you talk to the bitch, the shit you saying to the bitch is affecting her the way you're expecting this tool on conversation to help you affect a bitch. But if you lack the confidence and you talking to the bitch about and you doing all this shit that you motherfuckers do, which in the confidence course it tells you, you know, you got to check all that shit.
That's why I said the system works, people fail.
Well, of course, Trey. That's why I liked what you was talking about, Ben. What I'm saying to you, caller, is motherfuckers, you know, you want to expect professional results when you ain't even, you a farm, you ain't even on the amateurs. Come on, man. How you going to expect that? Spend your money on the confidence course. That's going 2-for-1 now, too. Spend $100 for part one, and you get part one and two. So instead of spending $400, you motherfucking spending $200. So what I'm saying is, I'm talking about, it's up to you. I don't care. This is why I'm so chicken shit. I don't give a fuck. If you want to do what you do, the way you do it, I mean, it's all money, but I'm not after your money. That's why I tell you, don't do it like that. But if you insist on doing it like that, what I'm going to say, don't do it? No, I just know you ain't going to get what you're supposed to get out of it because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. You got to learn how to accept what you're learning about yourself. You got to learn how your acceptance of what you're learning is going to personify who you are. And you got to learn how to put all that together so that when you talk, what you say, what you say out your mouth is a continuation of the personification of a real confident motherfucker. Because that's what catch bitches.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to say nothing slick enough to catch this bitch. The only thing you're going to say or do is make her feel comfortable enough or cool enough to say okay to whatever the fuck it is you're talking about. 773, hold on a second. I want to get 870. What's up, 870?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I got you, yeah.
Oh, I had a question. I hear you always talk about principles and things like that, and I wanted to know what is one of the things you really instilled when you was pimping, and one of the things you one of the things you did in your principles of pimping.
Well, if you get my book, there's 27 rules to becoming a motherfucker in the very beginning of it, Rosebud the American Pimp, and it'll tell you. But let me just tell you one thing that I did. That was a principle. See, if you one of these motherfuckers, somebody, I hear shit in the background.
I'll find it.
No, it's 870. 870, that's you. Because I just muted 8773. Hold on a second. You killed it, whatever. Yeah, you killed it.
Okay.
So listen, what I'm saying is, hey man, what was your question again? I got distracted. I was doing something while I was talking to you.
Okay, what was one of the things that you really
principles. Yes. Listen, this is not a principle, but it's something very simple that I used to do because women hoes think it's all about the money. So let's say the bitch went out tonight, got some money, woo, call you and say, hey, I'm in, woo, it was cool. You know, you say, all right. Then an hour or two later, you show up, and you say, what it look like, bitch? And she point to the dresser or the counter. Or she get up and get the money off, gobble up, and give you the money. Now you got to count it. See, one of my principles was, see, you got to pay me. And when you give me the money, it better, the tens, the fives, the tens, 20s, 50s, 100s, better be all stacked the same goddamn way, faced the same way. And when I say what it look like, I don't give a fuck if you're asleep. Get your ass up, go get the money, and when I hold my hand out, slap that shit in my palm. Now, I'm not saying that's pimping. I'm not saying that's what you got to do. I'm saying that's something that I thought to do to distinguish paying me. Because if you just hand it to me, you're just giving me some money. If you're giving it to me the way I will accept it, you're paying me. And you got to always have that mental step ahead of your hoes. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, so basically, be in control of the whole situation.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's very vague. But I mean, yeah, you got to be in control of the whole situation. So I'm going to leave you on here, man. And if you think of something else, come on. 909. What's up with you, man? 870, I'm muting you. Oh, that ain't 870. Hey, 909, come on, what's happening? 909-342. Are you there? Do you want anything? Hey, Trey, did you do that?
Yeah, I muted him. It was a bunch of TV noise. He wasn't saying nothing.
That wasn't him. That was 773.
No, it wasn't, but okay. I put him back in.
909 gone, man, so I ain't fucking worried about 909. Let's talk, you know. Let me tell you guys something.
If you want to do that.
You know what, man? Let's. You know what, you guys? I don't want to get this far. Trey, never let me get this far in the show before we do the Michael Maroy minute. I am going to do on this Down and Dirty one-on-one show every week a minute dedicated to Michael motherfucking Maroy and his legacy, because I believed in what he was doing and he was bringing this shit to your living room. Go ahead, Trey.
Did the report, I said, there's two things you don't have to worry about. That's a dog to chase cars and a black man to chase white women. So because of this, people said I was bashing white women, which I was not. I was just, if you don't know my humor, you don't get it. I crack jokes on black women. I crack jokes on white women for different motives, of course. When I crack jokes on black women, that's because I expect more out of them because I love black women. That's it. When I crack jokes on white women, it's because I'm just being an asshole. But I have very good.
Hey, let me tell you something about that shit. Rosebud Bitter Dose. I take that back. I had two black bitches in my whole career, 30 years pimping hoes, all white bitches other than that. And I never had a white bitch because she was better than a black bitch. I had white bitches for one, and the most important reason is them bitches gave me action and followed through. But kind of more than that, but it wasn't what made me go after white bitches. But really important, it's a white world. Them white bitches I had would be standing on Sunset, and them fucking police is getting ready to, roll and pick everybody up. The police would ride up on them hoes, then white bitches and say, look, and they would tell them what they finna do. Make sure you ain't on the track at 10:30, because we sweeping. They would tell them white bitches. They wouldn't tell them black bitches. And the black bitches is out there. They get sweeped up. The white bitches be in their cars or wherever. And they miss it. Why? Because it's a motherfucking white world. And don't think them black bitches didn't have cars, because some of them motherfucking niggas got them black bitches cars too. So you got to understand what be happening. You know, when shit be going on. What is actually happening. Now, I want to talk about, this is funny to me, because I'm just now getting to what the hell I want to talk about tonight. Now, that means for an hour in 25 minutes, we've been kicking it straight up about what we supposed to be kicking it about. Now, fellas, this can't happen unless you do like you did tonight. I would rather this happen. Hell, I got shit that I got to talk about every fucking show. But that's shit I want to talk about. Tonight, we talked about the shit you wanted to talk about. Matter of fact, I'm not going to do none of this shit, because I don't want to talk about the shit I want to talk about. I want to talk about the importance of being the kind of motherfuckers you guys was tonight. It's very important to be this kind of person. You don't want to be a person to just sit up. 773, I saw you. God damn it, I'm going to get you right now. What's up?
I want to piggyback on something you said. When I was in Atlanta, I met a mentor of mine. He's from Cleveland. And he said exactly what you said about white women. It's the white world. And I understand that completely. And the rest of these listeners need to tune in to that, because the nigga bitch, she going to sharpen you. She going to get you right. But the white woman, she going to put you in positions to rub shoulders with people that you would never be able to touch and talk to unless you was put into those circles by that white bitch. That shit is real. It's definitely real.
No, no. What you was saying, I don't really know. But I disagree with all that bullshit. A fucking black bitch.
Okay.
A fucking black bitch, if it's about sharpening you or keeping you sharp, is because she's sharp. So you can't just say anything to a black bitch. To a white
not
bitch,
at all.
If it's about her having her way because it's a white world, it doesn't make her put you in a position to hobnob with the right people. A black bitch can make you do that as long as you know how to rep. Let's say you're getting $30,000 a month from a black bitch and you're getting $30,000 a month from a white bitch. Who paying you the best? Neither one. So what I'm saying is what you do with the money. Otherwise, when you with this white bitch, you might go to the hood to this speakeasy, but you also might go to this upscale restaurant. Whereas if you have a black bitch paying you like that, you might go to the speakeasy and you might go to the upscale restaurant, because you can go to both. But the difference is the way you go be seen or accepted when you go on with this white bitch. Not that the white bitch, not that the white bitch puts you in that position. It's just that it's, even though they hate you for it, it's more acceptable to be with a white bitch in a trendy restaurant than it is to be in a black bitch. It's not unacceptable to be in there with a white a black bitch, but when you're in there with a white bitch, it's like O.J. Simpson. You know, they didn't even see him when he was in there with his white-ass wife. Not because of how beautiful she was, but because she was white and he was somebody acceptable in their eyes. So they don't even look at him no more. Now, you or me go in with a black bitch. Let's say I was Anthony Anderson, not Denzel Washington, but Anthony Anderson, and some people recognize me, and I got my black bitch with me. They don't know her, but they recognize me. They gonna definitely smile at me, wave at me, but they gonna keep watching me. Whereas if I was with that white bitch like OJ was, they would never look at him a second time. It's just like
still
that.
Still pose a threat.
It's just like that, man. And you don't want to be mad because you think of that or you see that. You just want to know that. And you want to use that to your advantage. Because no matter if you're the white bitch or a black bitch, once it comes down to some kind of shit, you a nigga. And fuck the white bitch. You understand what I'm saying? That's what the police think.
Absolutely.
As long as you are doing, you know, what they think is the right thing to do, and you got a white bitch, that white bitch means hell a lot. But as soon as you start doing something that they think you shouldn't be doing, then you a nigga, and that white bitch is a nigga loving white bitch. You understand what I'm saying? Whereas when you were with a black bitch, you was a nigga from Jump Street. Both of y'all. You still could get the same trouble, same kind of problems, but you looked at it, it's perceived differently.
It just happens a little faster. It just happens a little faster.
Well,
you
understand
you
what I'm saying, man. So, all of you guys.
One more thing, Rose, one more thing.
Go ahead.
To the caller before me, when he asked about principles and you told and you made sure that she paid you properly, it's about establishing protocol.
Protocol.
She ought to know that. You shouldn't have to tell her that. You should only have to tell her that once or twice, and then after that.
No, she shouldn't ought to know shit. The motherfuckers that come to you knowing what you know is showing you that you ain't shit.
That you don't know much, right.
That's right. So the bitch don't know shit. You just supposed to recognize the things that she don't know and not let them perturb you. Right. Because most dudes see, bitch, you should have knew that, and get mad. But they, the real motherfuckers say, bitch, you should have knew that. But you know what? You ain't written, you wasn't with real motherfuckers.
You
are. You know, I'm the kind of motherfucker that see this. And you explain that shit to the bitch. And it's a whole nother thing. She grow.
Right. Shining the light on something that she was in the dark about.
You know it. Okay, 870, come on, what's up with you?
I had a question. I remember on one of your interviews, you were saying something about, well, it was a book. I was reading on the internet a little bit about your book or whatever, because I was getting ready to get it, but something went wrong or whatever. But I remember it saying that if you don't see your bitches out there on the streets, don't get panicky, don't panic or nothing like that. And I just
that was
to know,
Rosebud,
like,
the American Pimp, and that's one of the motherfucking rules to become a master player. If you don't see them, don't panic. Okay,
don't panic.
What about
and
it?
I was wondering, like, what should be going through your mind at that particular moment? I know that she's supposed
she
to be getting your
money.
Hey,
there you go. Who is that, 773?
Oh, my bad. I didn't know you could hear me.
I can hear you. No, I got you on. Yeah. No, okay, but
if
you
don't see her, you automatically should be thinking that, hell, she should be getting you some money when she's probably copping a spot, taking a piss or something somewhere.
Hey, 870,
sure.
you gotta understand this shit. You think as a pimp, no matter how brave you are, you think
paranoid
is scary when it comes to what hoes gotta do every day.
So
otherwise, in your mind, you're thinking, oh, it'd be good to ride by and see this kid. But let's say you rode by 10 times today and seen her all 10 times. Wouldn't that show your motherfucking ass that you wasn't getting no money?
Uh-huh.
So what I'm saying is, just like Bruh said, when you don't see her, instead of thinking the scary shit, why don't you think the brave shit? That bitch getting some money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, listen to me. If you thought like that, then when you don't see her, you would start getting a totally different feeling when you ride by.
Mm-hmm.
You ride by and don't see her, you say, damn, I wonder what's going on. But versus you ride by and don't see her and say, man, the nigga getting some money tonight. It's a totally different thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get you most definitely. Okay.
You follow me?
Most definitely.
Hey,
most definitely.
Sometimes, 773, sometimes, I might not have let you know just now, but I thought I did. Sometimes you're going to be on and you're going to be kicking it, and then I'm going to get somebody else. All that is for is to show everybody that's listening that your shit, I don't care if it sounds like it's about snow. And what I'm talking about is about a volcano. We're talking about the same shit. That's why I put us all together so that when I'm talking to both of you, my answer is going to go to both of you. Because we are in this shit, whether you know it or not, we hooked at
together.
Joined at the hips. Because it has no difference. It was about volcanoes or icebergs. It's all the same thing.
It's the FOP, Fraternity of Pimps.
FOP, Fraternity of Pimps,
you like
man.
That?
FOP.
For real.
Trey, you know me. I like some shit, and tomorrow I'll be the forgotten. Write that down, Trey. FOP. FOI is the fruit of Islam. FOP is, hey, what was the name? What was that again? I forgot it already.
Fraternity of Pimps.
Fraternity of Pimps. Trey, can you remember that?
The game is taught and inherited.
I can remember that.
All right, if nobody else have any questions, we didn't went over a few minutes, which I don't mind doing in cases like this. because my entire show, this is a trade. This is a first. This is an absolute first. My entire show was us kicking. Trey, I just want to ask you this. Did you notice any difference in the show's flow tonight?
Oh, man. The flow was incredible, man. Some shows seem like we've been on there forever. This show seems like we just started.
Exactly. Right.
Hey, let me go to 732. I see you right now, 732. Come on, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud? This is Garmelin Starr from Jersey.
Garmelin, what's up? I thought that was you. What's happening?
I see him on Facebook all the time, man.
Listen, Rosebud, I wanted you to speak on international pimping. I never hear you talk about that at all.
Let me ask you something, man.
Sure,
what do you know about international pimping? Garmelin, what do you know about international pimping?
I don't know nothing about international pimping. All the pimp documentaries, all the other pimps I've dealt with and you know, was blessed
to
have
why?
A conversation with. I've never heard of no pimps pimping out of the country.
The reason you don't know it about it is because very few motherfuckers really do it. What I'm saying is, of course, you may send a bitch to Japan. You may send a bitch to wherever. And if, you know, that allows you to become international. But about you going to all these countries, living in all these countries, there's too many laws that's going to get you. So you're not really trying to, you know, be in their face like that. But when you kicking it, you be telling them, man, I was in Copenhagen, you know, man, I was in Amsterdam, you know, because your bitch was there. You don't have to physically be there. But you sure got that money. And you've been kicking it with the bitch, so goddamn these motherfuckers. Hold
I
on,
got
man.
You.
Hey, Jerry, I'm doing my show. Let me call you back. I'm about to finish in a minute. All these motherfucking bitches just fucking with me. But Garmelin, listen. Plus, you need to understand. I'm 65. I'm 65, and I got this big motherfucking Louisville Slugger in my motherfucking house. And that's to beat all these goddamn bitches off me, man. These motherfuckers fucking with me, man. I'm just saying, man. Real shit.
I got you.
Hey,
I got you.
I'm out.
Definitely.
Trey, you got something you want to say?
Man, artdishesdirect.com, TreyLavish.com. Got some new stuff coming up. Also, check us out over there at the Down and Dirty 101. Check Rosebud out on Facebook. He's been pretty active. And, this kind of represents the show today.
Come on. Come on, Rock. It's not a game. You want to live in the hospital for 5 weeks this time? You thought I was tough? This jump will kill you.
All right.
Come on. Get your head on your shoulders, man. Think about the fight. Clever Langton, he's trying to hurt you, Rock. He's trying to hurt you. Okay, here he comes. Jab. He's jabbing. He's trying to hurt you. You got to fight him. You got to move.
Tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no